USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, he's staying in office. The Wall Street Journal reports Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not run for the Senate seat in Kansas. He's apparently informed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of his decision to stay on in his current post as Secretary of State. Weather helping a little bit in Australia, where wildfires in places like New South Wales have been burning out of control. At least 25 people have died. An estimated 500 million animals have also perished. People trying to rescue kangaroos. More than 12 million acres have burned. The sky tinted blood red from the flames. Plumes of thick smoke can be seen in the air. Many people having to be rescued by boat. Fire destroying at least 2,000 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Turning now to 2020, Mike Bloomberg getting the endorsement of TV's Judge Judy.
Judy Shineland, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America. There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll surveys the first U.S. voters who will be making decisions in the Democratic race for the White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the findings now from Washington, D.C.
Results of the CBS poll released Sunday show that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders holds a very narrow lead over former VP Joe Biden in the latest poll for the New Hampshire Democratic primary. It shows Sanders leading Biden 27-25%. Senator Elizabeth Warren a little bit further back at 18%, and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is fourth at 13%. Less than a month before the Iowa caucuses, Sanders, Biden, and Buttigieg are all tied with 23% support there, while Warren is fourth at 16%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With tensions rising in the Middle East, what is the impact on the price of oil and gas here in the States? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the national average is holding again this week at $2.58 a gallon, but you can expect an increase very soon.
We will likely see a slow increase in the price of gasoline. It will take maybe a week or two to realize a 5 to 10 cent increase. But the national average remains unchanged from a week ago. Gasoline demand is weakening as we enter the coldest time of the year, and inventories of gasoline are going up as a result.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.